quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country Interview with US superstar Kelly Pickler. How are you?
Hey, darling, I'm good. How are you?
Absolutely brilliant today. And on top of that, before we get into all of the great music stuff that you're doing, let's talk about the CMA Awards last night. Now, I saw a smoking hot photo of you on the red carpet in that gorgeous black dress.
Oh, thank you. That was one of my favorite dresses I think I've worn. I had a good time. It was a fun night.
What was the highlight of the night for you? Because you had a lot of really, really close friends there.
Well, you know, of course I love seeing everyone, but I think it was, such a wonderful night to see George Strait up there and just to see the country music legends up there on the stage. It was a special night.
Absolutely. And wasn't that a great win for country, George Strait, to walk away with Entertainer of the Year?
I think it was amazing. And, I mean, it could not have been any more deserving. So I'm very happy for him.
Well, I think it's really interesting that we talk about the awards because country's been a really interesting genre to watch over the last few years because we're seeing more and more influences from other genres and we're seeing country really evolve quite a lot. And when we're talking about the evolution of a genre, I think you're a great example of that. I mean, from winning the fifth series of Idol and going, yes, country's what I want to do, and then being your own independent success after that, I just think it's really great to see where you've actually ended up with your latest album, The Woman I Am.
Thank you. I've been so blessed to, be able to do what I love. I've always wanted to be a country singer and that's just something, I can remember wanting ever since I was a little girl So music's always been a part of my life and important to me, and I'm blessed to be able to do what I love.
Well, as far as the album goes, what was that like? Because I imagine for you there'd be quite a bit of pressure, given the success and popularity of your previous albums with The Woman I Am, to put out something that was quintessentially you, but still pushing the boundaries a bit.
I just, for me, when I go in the studio, I just want to make an album that I'm proud of and that, represents me. And you always hope that people like it and are on board, but you can't please everyone, So you have to ultimately, I think, be happy with yourself and you have to be happy with what you're doing.
So are there any standout songs on the album for you? Because I find that there's so many on there that I really enjoy, including the single Someone Somewhere Tonight that we'll talk about a little bit later. Any songs on there that really stand out, for example, Red High Heels? We all know that that's a song you're going to be playing for the rest of your life. It is just great. Are there any that sort of gave you that sort of feel and energy when you came across them and just went, yes, I must have this?
I feel like Bonnie and Clyde is such a fun song and we're going to start opening our shows with it. I think that Ain't No Cure for Crazy is a really fun, sassy song that will be, I think a good crowd response song. All of them are special in their own way. They all kind of represent different things.
When you're putting together an album, are you focused on putting together a complete artwork, a complete piece of work, and then also taking the live shows into consideration as well?
I think you definitely have to keep all things into consideration and keep it in mind, because whatever you do in the studio is going to affect the whole picture, not just part of it. It's going to affect everything. So for me, I just want to make a great album as a whole. And of course, I want to make sure that I have songs in there that are going to complement the show.
Now, before we talk about the lead single off your album, The Woman I Am, and the single itself, Someone Somewhere Tonight, you are visiting us in Australia soon.
Yes. I am very, very excited. It will be my very first time in Australia, and I'm really excited about coming down, and I hope that I get some time to be a tourist and just sightsee.
Well, I'm sure you will. And what image of Australia do you have in your head?
Well, beautiful beaches and just great people. I know that there's some big country music fans down there, and I'm excited to see everyone.
We're pleased that you're coming out and doing the tour around Australia, and we'll post the dates on our Facebook page as well, just to make sure everyone can buy all the tickets and follow you around and show you some of the great Australian hospitality. Getting back to your latest release, Someone Somewhere Tonight, can you tell me the story behind the song?
The story behind the song is just that, you know, it's a great country song. Pam Tillis kept the song back in the day, and Kenny Rogers got this song, and I felt like Kelly Pickler needed to cut this song too. I love the song. I think it has such a beautiful message, and it really kind of touches on all walks of life.
Well, the thing that I find most interesting about it is, I mean, that's a really, given the people that have cut the song previously, that's a really intimidating task, I would think.
Definitely. And I knew going into the studio that I'm not going to do this nearly the justice that they did. So I'm going to go in the studio and just make it my own, and I'm going to do my best with what I have to work with. I feel like I made it my own.
Well, you really did, and that's one of the things that I love so much about your body of work is your ability to interpret songs for you. You're a very creative individual, and you seem to have a wonderful way to emotively connect not only with the song, but then, again, to the audience as well. So Someone Somewhere Tonight, you've done an exceptional job from a big, intimidating task. Now,
Thank you so much. You did
a video clip for the song as well. Tell me the story there.
I guess coming off of Dancing with the Stars, you know, fresh off Dancing with the Stars, which I discovered a new passion and new love for dance while I was doing the show. It was really neat to be able to tie in two of my passions, you know, my passion for country music and my new love for dance. I was able to marry the two together, and I'm used to telling a story through the form of a song, and when we made this music video, I was able to tell the story through the form of dance, and it was really neat to be able to do that.
Do you think learning your experience with Dancing with the Stars and finding a new way to express yourself, you know, creatively, do you think that's enhanced you as an overall performer?
I think it's definitely helped with self-confidence and whatnot, but I'm not ballroom dancing in my shows, of course.
You know, if Pink can do aerial acrobatics, then I think you can add some ballroom dancing in.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I think it is an absolutely fantastic album. The Woman I Am, it is available absolutely everywhere. And now we're going to go to the lead single off that album, Someone Somewhere Tonight. Thank you so much, Kelly Pickler.
Thank you, baby.
Someone somewhere tonight is taking their first steps, letting go. Trusting themselves while someone somewhere tonight is hearing their last rites and hoping with all their might that there's something. Thank you. me stuck in a prison. They're breathing, they're just barely living. Behind walls of their own. There's someone somewhere tonight just found their own wings. Found some beauty, found some truth, found some meaning in spite of it all. Well, babe, lie down here beside.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.